Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is a regular business meeting and study session for November 14th, 2017. I'm right here at the end. Zach, can you please
report? Certainly, council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Cutaback, Hanford, Davis, Camp, and Gamble.
Thank you. And I received word that Councilmember Rasmussen would not be here this evening. Is that correct? I believe I forwarded that, or was he going to be late?
Late,
right. So we'll go ahead and announce for the record when he comes in. And Councilmember Davis, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The first item that we have on the agenda this evening is under announcements and presentations. Chief Hunter, please come forward.
Before we do the commotion, I have a special presentation I'd like to make to the outfit starter. You can come in. And as usual, we write everything out for me so I don't add to it. I'd like to congratulate Officer Joe Stark for winning Stop Stick Hit of the Month Award for July 2017. Officer Stark was nominated for this award due to the successful and safe deployment of Stop Sticks on July 16, 2017. Stop Sticks were deployed on a vehicle being driven by a suspect who had doused his passenger in gasoline and who showed intent to violently assault her. The suspect was being pursued on State Route 2, traveling westbound into Monroe. However, the road officers were able to set up near the intersection of State Route 2 and East Main to intercept the vehicle. The success of the stop stick deployment was made possible through the efforts of other officers as well, to include Officer Henderson, who parked his patrol vehicle on SR2 to coax the suspect to a narrow portion of the roadway. The teamwork displayed by the officers on this incident, to include the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office deputies and additional Monroe officers Black, Southern, and Robinson, all aided a successful and safe conclusion. The Hit of the Month Award is a national award. Officer Stark was considered for this award alongside hundreds of other law enforcement officers, and selecting Officer Stark, Stop Stick gave extra consideration to his use of geographic cover to aid his safety, the quickness in which the pursuit ended after Stop Sticks were deployed, and also the severity of the crime in question. As the July winner, Officer Stark is now being considered for Hit of the Year, which will be announced in early 2018. And along with a letter from the CEO, is a nice certificate. You want to give it? Congratulations. And next, of course, is something that one of the many pleasant tasks that I have. I would call it a task. It's a great joy to promote Officer Hatch. Thank you to all those in attendance, Mayor Thomas, council members, family, and friends of those being recognized tonight. Thank you to Judge Rosado. Detective Sergeant Barry Hatch began his career with the City of Monroe in 1998 as a police officer. He was assigned as a detective in the investigative unit in January 2002. Detective Sergeant Hatch has constantly proven himself to be a valuable asset to the department through his work quality and high work ethic. In 2011, he was the lead detective in the Jamie Bendel murder committed by Bobby Sheriff at the Monroe Correctional Complex. The quality investigation led the jury to impose the death penalty for that particular defendant. Hatch has received two Chief's Awards during his career. He received the Chief's Award in 2005 in recognition of his excellent police work in Hell's Angels investigation And then you received the Chief's Award in 2012 for his work on the Jamie Bedell murder investigation. He has also brought recognition to this department through his assignment to the Snohomish County Multi-Agency Response Team, which he participates in as an essential team member. Detective Sergeant Hatch has worked with this department in an acting sergeant capacity on and off for several years, and I have seen him use excellent judgment while in this role, which makes it my privilege to recognize his promotion tonight. Judge? Just have to have this with you.
Officer Hatch, raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Barry Hatch.
I, Barry Hatch.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the ordinances of the City of Monroe.
And the ordinances of the City of Monroe.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Police Sergeant.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Police Sergeant.
For the City of Monroe Police Department.
For the City of Monroe Police Department.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Okay, now the fun part is, wife Jill?
Yeah.
Would like to stick it, you got to really stick it hard.
I'm more passionate.
Yeah. And,
thank you.
Thank you.
I recognize you as Police Counsel and I value your commitment to the Monroe Police Department. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. And congratulations, Sergeant. All right, the next item we have on our agenda this evening is comments from citizens.
Thank you, Dean.
This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except in a quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. We do have a sign-in sheet that Atkinson is going to acquire. Please note that public comment is limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and please remember to state your name and address before speaking. Thank you, Ms. Atkinson. The third person that we have who has signed up to speak this evening is Marcy Bowman.
Good evening, Council. My name is Marcy Vollmer, M-A-R-C-I, last name V like Victor, O-L-M-E-R, 10426 183rd Drive Southeast, Snohomish, 98290. Side note, Monroe School District. I'm with the Boys and Girls Club of Snohomish County, and this is a very hard act to follow tonight. So just a couple of quick things. As you probably know, the Boys and Girls Club opened its doors in Monroe in 1981 in a school district bus barn next to Frank Wagner Elementary. 10 years later, in 1991, the inauguration day storm blew the roof off the building. There was a temporary fix, but the council at that time started looking for a more permanent location. In 1997, the city built a 13,000 square foot first phase of the building where it stands now at Sky River Park, with proceeds from the sale of the Fred Meyer property on Highway 2. In 2006, Boys and Girls Club added 3,500 square feet of the second phase, including the Teen Center, Community Room, and Computer Lab. And I have to say that was when I was at that location. Our current lease with the city expired June 30th of 2027. So we're proud of our partnership with the city, and we're very grateful for our continued opportunity to work together. In the new budget year, we hope that you'll consider designating funds to the Boys and Girls Club in exchange for enhanced community center type use by the residents, such as open gym time and other needs that may arise. As with anything over 30 years old, the building is showing signs of wear and tear, specifically with the HVAC center system, which is not cheap, as you all know, I'm sure. Two of the units currently need to be replaced. Additional funds from the city would help make sure these issues are addressed while not taking away from the funds otherwise used to enhance the club experience for our kids. While we understand that funds requested are coming from many directions, we believe that investment in the Boys and Girls Club is an investment in Monroe and in our youth. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person that we have who signed up to speak this evening is Marcy McLean, is it? Please come on forward and state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
My name is Mary McKee, address 18639 167th Avenue, Southeast, Monroe, Washington.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. All right. Working and living in the city of Monroe, I have great concerns for the safety and health and the safety of others within our community and in our what our hometown is doing to slowly address the problem as these problems as it grows. While more and more businesses are placing no loitering signs on their windows, we have human beings sleeping in doorways and parks, in tents, cars, against walls, and even on roofs. We have community outreach embedded in social worker office offering assistance. Yet I still go into work every morning, stepping over people, sleeping with a heavy heart. I feel that the next step must be reached. The city notices and city signs posted, informative pamphlets given out to shop owners, perhaps. Residents can pick these up and hand out as they choose. Help our city help itself. People off the street, if they don't want help because of an addiction, don't turn a blind eye to any crime. Most of our problems are rooted in mental health, ignored, brushed into the sidewalks, doorways, and our once beautiful woods. Mental health needs to be more of a focus. I want to be able to give this knowledge and info, and I am not qualified. I do not have resources at hand. Nothing is given to me to help these people. So here I stand, sounding frustrated, your neighbor, appearing not to care. How are residents supposed to help those who won't help themselves if the city lags behind? My reason for being here tonight is that many people don't feel safe. They are sleeping on the walls. Whether they are sleeping on walls or heading to work, safety should be a concern for all those, and I feel Monroe isn't doing enough to help. I've lost myself. Anyway, okay, I've lost myself. My time's almost up. At this point, everybody's feeling unwanted. Thank you for giving me the opportunity for speaking to our community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. My timer is almost up.
Thank you.
The next person that we have who signed up to speak this evening is Ms. Julie Martinelli. Please come forward with your address for the record. Thank you.
My name is Julie Martinoli. My address is 12530 227th Avenue Southeast, Monroe, Washington, 98272. So I'd like to encourage the council to make changes to the parking regulation, which will allow law enforcement to more easily issue infractions and impound nuisance vehicles and motorhomes, especially motorhomes being used as a primary residence. And I'd also like to encourage law enforcement and for the city to cooperate with the police department to guide them to enforce the laws, make arrests, and issue tickets. Because a lot of times we just move a lot of people along. So there's a couple in this parking. If you go to 1010.020, if we were to take out one word, the word successively, it could make a big difference in how the police could effectively be able to ticket and impound vehicles. That's in Section C. Another area is in Section E, and it says habitation in vehicle or occupying a vehicle for residential purposes is illegal. So that could be ticketed. We know which of these motorhomes have people living in them, and so every time that they're parked, they could get a ticket for that. And then the third thing that we could change is in 1010-030, the letter H, and they have to, like, before the police can impound a vehicle, first of all, they have to have committed the crime or whatever, and then there has to be, and there are five or more Monroe parking infractions issued against the vehicle. Maybe we could change that to two parking infractions and let the police be able to decide so that they can impound these vehicles. So I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, okay? But I read through this, and like in a half an hour, I was able to find three or four things that I felt were plausible. I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but I really hope that you could look over this parking ordinance and make it a little bit more strict so that the police will have the tools that they need. And I do appreciate getting Waldo off of the street last week. Awesome, awesome job. And I really liked seeing that the bail went from 500 to 20,000. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but when they towed Waldo away, the guy got arrested. It was a $500 bail, and like the next day, the bail went up to $20,000. So I'm really glad about that. So thanks for your help.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to come forward and speak to the council this evening? Anybody at all? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Council?
I move to approve the consent agenda as listed.
Second. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Hanford, with a second from Councilmember Cutterback. Any discussion on the motion to approve the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. Next item that we have on the agenda this evening is Councilmember reports. Go ahead and move on down the line. Councilmember Cutterback, you don't have a report tonight from Community Transit. Are you in attendance at that?
No.
Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to the Snohomish County Health District Board meeting. Councilmember Rasmussen is not here to provide that report. I'm sure the documents are there in the packet. We'll go ahead and move on down the line then. Councilmember Gamble.
Just good to be back. Seems like forever. I know I was absent the meeting right before we had our two-week hiatus there, so great to be back. And last week was fantastic, cultural event. The Monroe High School football team in their first state playoff in history, so they're in the Elite Eight, which even better is Lake Stevens is no longer in the tournament. So that was a great weekend, and I think half the town is going down to Sumner this Saturday at 7:30, so anybody that needs a ride, Gamble family will be going in. There you go.
Cool. Thank you very much. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. Nothing to report, but do we know when the email will be fixed?
The email is in need of needs to be repaired.
You can't delete anything, you can't forward it.
Yes. Okay.
Did anybody notify someone?
Ben.
Do you know when you did that? Today? Yesterday?
No, Monday, I think.
Monday, okay. That's the first I've heard of it, so thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Well, they said they were aware of the problem.
Okay.
But they didn't have they were trying to contact the CE vendor, so.
I will follow up.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Councilmember Davis. Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
You know, you're so fast, you got to me before I was ready. I noticed a couple of things. Oh, yes. Just a heads up, I would have loved to attend the Veterans Day Memorial. Unfortunately, literally opened up my email like an hour after it had taken place and saw that I missed. Got the email. So a little more notice next time would be great.
There will be next time.
And then we can plan accordingly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Councilmember Cutback.
Yeah, I'm sorry to have missed that. I was out of town and just getting back. Just one thing. We had city administrator Deborah Knight and myself had a meeting with the community transit. And this was, it was a long time, it feels like a long time ago, but it was right before kind of the hiatus. But I want to thank Ms. Knight for her representation of the city at that meeting. And I thought it was a great meeting and moving forward with getting shelters. And I think you have an update, or Mayor Thomas said. But I really appreciate you taking the lead and organizing that meeting and, you know, trying to look what's best for the residents and our partners in Everett Community College. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we can thank our public works director for yep. having that staff get right on it. We're already digging up the pad and it should be consulted.
Thank you. Councilmember Scarborough.
Well, I had the privilege and the honor to attend the wreath laying ceremony, and as you stated there, I hope it becomes a yearly and growing thing to do. To honor all our vets was great. Some very articulate speakers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great. We have a report this evening from our Public Works Director, Mr. Fowler.
Thank you. Bring your attention to the usual stuff in the packet, outlining up progress on all the projects. The special thing of note this time is the, at the very end almost of it, is the wastewater treatment plant, the update on putting in the replacement pipes for the outfall that washed away last winter. They got the work done just before the flood a couple weeks ago, and they went and checked afterwards and they're still there. So that's good. So that all went well. And then there's also some new statistics we have, our monthly statistics that we're providing you. So if you have any interest in having any other ones outlined for you, let me know and we can see if we can get some data for you. And if there's anything else, I'm done. Unless there's questions.
Unless any questions, thank you very much. And you'll note on the agenda that we have a report in the packets from our police chief, so I encourage you to take a look at that. And if you have any questions, please go ahead and email the chief and copy me. And he can certainly give a presentation on that next week if you'd like. And right, the next item on the agenda is Mayor Administrative Reports. Ms. Knight, do you have anything to report?
A couple of items. I just wanted to brief council. I've been going around and meeting individual business owners, so I've had some very fruitful conversations with Open Road RV and State Roofing. It's been great. I've just been handing out my business cards and asking business owners how the city can help them be more successful in Monroe, which has opened up a number of really great conversations. That's been helpful. I've also been reaching out to our neighbors in the Snoqualmie Valley, so Saver Snoqualmie, and then the Sky Valley Chamber, and again, working on opportunities for us to partner with folks on either side of us around tourism promotion and marketing. So we'll be having more meetings, trying to come up with some proposals to bring to council in early January for getting us together with our partners and promoting our area more successfully. Other than that, I don't have anything more other than running through the agenda. Did you want me to go ahead and do that now?
I'll just say a few words and then we'll switch to the agenda. So last week I had the pleasure of having a Weglow den here. They were here for a citizenship related event. They did a really great job of setting up here and debating fireworks. It was interesting. One of them made a motion to ban fireworks, and they actually sounded like they had listened to conversations that had happened in this room. They pretended that they were Councilmember Hanford, Cutback, Camp, Gamble, and Davis, and somebody they kept taking turns over who was here because there were more buttons. But they were a very inquisitive group of people it was a real joy standing there at the podium and listening to how they were conversing about the topic. It was pretty cool.
We didn't have an executive session.
No executive session. There was a cookie at the end.
No.
There was an executive session. And I am sorry for the short notice. I was going to be placing a wreath and decided to go ahead and let folks know that if they wanted to join me to go ahead and do that. It was a very informal event, but we did have about 30 people that were there. Members of the VFW, the American Legion, were there, as well as a number of residents. Councilmember Lowe was there from the county, Councilmember Scarborough was there, and we had a chaplain there say a prayer. Dottie Simone from the Parks.
Park Place,
thank you. Was there to say a few words, and also Shane Williams from the VFW was there to say a few words. What would be nice would be to have an organization in town sort of come together and have an event at Veterans Day and have a different kind of event for Memorial Day. And so I kind of expressed the value of doing something like that, and the city there being in a supportive role. And I'm hopeful that the groups will kind of get together over the next couple months and kind of talk about how to honor the monument so that it remains part of our community, something that people see on a regular basis. So anyway, it was a nice get together, and it was probably about 15 minutes or so. And next year again, at Memorial Day, we'll give a little bit more notice and everything. I think that's all that I have right now. And Ms. Knight, go ahead and with the packet, please.
Sure. So it is a full meeting for November 21st. We have two presentations, one from the Snohomish Health District and then the other one from the Downtown Monroe Association. So that'll take up some time at the beginning of the meeting. I do want to note that on the consent agenda item, we currently have the Economic Development Advisory Board appointments happening at that meeting. But because of the mayor's work schedule, we had to postpone the interviews with the individual members individuals that have applied. We have 9 applications, so that'll happen the first week in December, and then the appointments will happen with the other board and commission appointments on December 12th. There's also, the council should remember, on the December 12th meeting that we have the recognition of board and commission members and appointments as well, so that happens on December 12th. We will have on the 21st first reading of the budget and the capital facilities plan, and then a new item for the council, which is approval of the council's 2018 meeting schedule. So that's just a housekeeping item. It just puts the schedule out in front of council, staff, and community members prior to January and the beginning of your 2018 schedule. On the 12th, the other items that we have for December 12th are Washington sick leave, so we'll have a discussion about that, and then a joint meeting with the Parks Board. So the December 5th meeting is looking somewhat brief at this point, but maybe some additional items added on next week or two. Any questions?
Any questions from council? Any requests or changes to the agendas?
Yes,
Councilman Hanford.
Did we already cancel the 28th?
Yes.
Okay. Did we already cancel the 19th, 26th, and 2nd?
Yes, there was an agenda item a few meetings ago that actually canceled all of those meetings. So okay. It was the November meeting, the 2 in December, and the first meeting in January.
Councilmember Cutterback.
Just wondering if we wanted to add somewhere, and maybe it doesn't tie to what Ms. Martinelli brought up about the parking regulations, to look at what changes she proposed and what it makes sense. And I didn't know if that wanted to go in committee first, if we wanted to assign that to a committee first, or bring it to us first.
Yeah, it's council's choice. We can certainly go ahead and bring it to a study session. For conversation, and then if there's an interest in offlining it to committee or just bringing it back forward.
Yeah.
Or you want to work it.
Okay.
Okay, study session?
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we, I'll ask Ms. Knight to follow up with Chief Quinzer to see about doing something when he's available, probably in January.
So it's going to need to be in January.
Yeah, I just wanted to get it somewhere on the agenda.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and add that to the extended agenda. And anything from the council?
And if, when we do add it, would the city let Ms. Martinelli know that it's on the agenda?
We can do that. Have the chief or Ms. Knight follow up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further council members? All right, we do have, no, we do not have a need for an executive session this evening. We do have a discussion item that is, we go ahead and have up here this evening because of the audience we had earlier. We decided to go ahead and stay up here today. And Ms. Hesser.
Thank you, Ms. So tonight in front of you again, you will have seen a bunch of replacement pages for the budget document. Those using the electronic version, it has been updated on the website as of today. So we're all on, hopefully we'll be on the same page. Basically, there were two changes that prompted the changes in these documents. One had to do with the planning budget for the artificial turf fields at Lake Tye. Because the state hasn't passed this capital budget yet, and the timeline of when we want to get started on that may occur before the state ever gets the capital budget, we wanted to make sure we had appropriation in there to be able to continue with that project. Unfortunately, it isn't a matter of just changing one page in the budget when something like that happens, because then that also required doing the transfer with regards to real estate excise taxes. So that's part of why the bottom line on the budget went up by that same amount to accommodate that transfer. And the transfer page was also updated, so that's part of your packet as well. The other change was prompted next week's council meeting. You will have before you consideration of a new contract for the judge. And so we wanted to make sure that the appropriation was in the budget so that you had options. Just because it's in there doesn't mean you have to do it, but if you did choose to accept that contract as it's presented to you, we wanted to make sure that that was covered for you. So that's what prompted the pages that you have before you, and then we finally have the glossary included as well. That will be an add-on at the end, so we accountants love our acronyms, so hopefully we caught a lot of those. If you, you know, again, want to read through the budget, as I know you all have three different times already, and you see words that you're not sure of, shoot me a quick email or let me know, and we'll make sure to add that to the glossary for the final document. So, on top of that, as far as for this evening, we wanted to schedule one more discussion opportunity for you. I know that the evening we did the presentations that went a little long. There were a couple of questions, but we wanted to make sure we've answered all your questions, or if there's anything else that you just get boiling for you, now you have the opportunity. Because as Ms. Knight mentioned earlier, we do plan on bringing the first reading for you on the budget at the next meeting. So we want to make sure that the ordinance is as reflective as possible at that point.
Thank you, Ms. Hesser. And before we continue, please let me show that Councilmember Rasmussen has entered chambers, and the time right now is 7:34 p.m. Council members, do you have any questions for Ms. Hesser? Okay. Councilmember Cutterback, thank you.
Comment. Thank you so much for your work on this. It's been, you've just done an amazing job, you and the department has, so thank you.
Great job.
Yeah.
Councilmember Gimble.
Yeah, I would just add to that, I appreciate it. I mean, I know what we have now in the budget. We started these discussions long, you know, a lot earlier in the year, so it's just made the process a lot smoother than years gone by. So now we're looking at these are all things that we've asked to be put in there, and, you know, we talked about them, and so I appreciate it, just the whole process.
Thank you. Anything further, council members? All right, seeing none, I think that's it for this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hesser.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that's all we have for business this evening. I do want to acknowledge there is one person in the room. Councilmember Sturmer.
Do we know when the four-wheeler thing is coming back to council?
WATVs will be coming back to council.
21st.
Yeah, 21st.
Next week, yeah.
So we know that those people, but we have something that gives us the answer to our questions from those people before the meeting.
I believe that the chief is working on responding to all the questions that came up, so it should be included in the packet.
Okay.
I have a copy of the packet I'll be reviewing tonight.
Okay.
All right, so before somebody makes a motion to adjourn, I do want to acknowledge one person in the audience that introduced me, that introduced himself to me earlier. We have Mayor-elect Kartek from the city of Snohomish. So if you want to visit with him afterwards, please feel free to do so. All right, good.
Awesome.
Okay, there's no further... Yes, congratulations. There's no further business this evening needed unless you have something else. Councilmember Gamble.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah, I just said,
whoa,
that was...
Okay, Councilmember Hanford with a second. Any discussion on the motion to adjourn? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 7-0. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. Thank you for your service. We're adjourned.